Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor, and I welcome Dana Wheeler, the CEO, the boss, my guide for Plymouth Rock Technologies. This is a firm I've spoken with often over these years, watching the development of the demand for security through remote sensing. That is to say, drones and other ways of moving along the U.S. and its citizens safely in a world of many risks. The pandemic is the most recent. It won't be the last. This is traded in New York at PLRTF, in Canada as PRT. Plyrotech.com is the website. Dana, a very good evening to you. Thank you very much. Since last we spoke, you have added new features to your drone technology. First, I want to introduce our old friend, X1. Because X1 is now part of the story, the changing story of respect for drones worldwide. We've seen drones in the news for violence, but you have drones that are for security and for what the new challenge of the U.S., which is to build out infrastructure. Good evening to you, Dana.
Good evening, John. Thank you very much for having me back.
The infrastructure bill that the Congress has moved now, how does X1, your drone for law enforcement, rescue, surveillance, light military applications, how does X1 suit the challenge ahead for the infrastructure construction, bridges, tunnels, renewable energy sources, wind towers? How does it all work with a drone, Dana?
Well, with the drones, John, it's fairly simple. I mean, instead of sending a man up on a man lift, obviously, which has some liability, and it costs a lot of money, we can send drones out, program the drones to inspect different types of infrastructure, like you had mentioned, the bridges, the wind towers, shipboards. We've been talking to Navy about inspection of shipboards for corrosion, cracks in the infrastructure, and so forth. So one of the biggest things that we've seen lately, too, is for the gas and oil business actually inspecting the pipelines, which is a very costly thing to do, and also security on the pipeline. So we're combining security and an infrastructure inspection.
I wondered for some time how it is the wind farms can be validated day to day, given they're going through enormous stresses in the changing wind patterns. Is it drones now? Is that how they're doing this?
They're just beginning to do drones now because the drone technology really hasn't, it's with the lifetime of the batteries on drones, they can only fly for 20 minutes, 30 minutes with the payloads that they need on there to inspect the equipment. Our drones now, we've got an extended lifetime. We're using higher payloads, a larger payloads, weight. And that's the reason why we can now use drones to do these inspections. So the batteries don't run out and they're coming, they're down on the ground more than they're up inspecting. And now we've changed that.
And you also have a tool that strikes me as significant in the way you present it. It's called the Myriad, the millimeter remote imaging from airborne drone. What does that mean, Dana?
So what that means, John, is we use millimeter wave technology, which is higher than microwave frequency technology, and it has a very unique property that it will penetrate paint and other types of materials, not metal, so it's not an X-ray, but it will penetrate paint and other types of coatings so we can see corrosion and cracks through infrastructure, through I-beams and bridges and so forth. Certainly on the wind turbine, we can go up and actually see if there's any cracks in the turbines and any wires that are cut or anything like that. So that's really the big advantage with Myriad is we can see through other materials.
This summer, there's a worldwide drought. There's certainly one out west, and we've had much reporting of the largest fire in the history of California, the Dixie Fire. I have also Yes. been reporting on the wildfires of Siberia, which are so vast they don't measure it in acreage. We're talking about the size of India in Siberia. it occurs to me that your drones are extremely useful for watching fires move across a landscape. In addition, in Siberia, they're greatly worried about the peat catching fire underneath the taiga because the peat will burn all winter. Is this a challenge for the X1 or for Myriad?
Actually, we have another drone too. It's a challenge for the X1 only because of the payload and the sensors we can put on there. But the X1 will work well too. But we also have a new drone. It's a larger drone, has longer flight times. It can carry higher payloads. And one of the things about the fires is with the Myriad sensor in combination with an infrared sensor, which detects heat contrast, we can pinpoint where the hot spots of these fires are, which will allow the extinguishing planes to get much closer and obviously hit those targets much more accurately.
You have other products that we've talked about over the years. It's surprising, Dana, how the pandemic and the concern about the climate have replaced in our minds security, but that hasn't gone very far from us because security now involves worrying about the pandemic at border crossings. The border crossing detail I always was attracted to was a way so that I don't have to take my tie shoes off whenever I fly, when I fly again. The compact microwave radar system for imaging through shoes, where is that in acquisition by the airports and by border security in the world? Are they taking to it?
Actually, they are, and that's a great question. I'm glad you brought that up. We're actually working with TSA right now very closely and another major international airline to start using these shoe scanners. And so one of the key points here is we have what's called a CRADA. It's a cooperative R&D agreement with TSA Laboratories to test our shoe scanners to get them into these airports and these border crossings as soon as possible. So that's just happened over the last 6 months that we've engaged with TSA and DHS.
The big product that you had that we've talked over the years is the threat indicator, the wireless threat indicator over a large area. That would be like Grand Central Station's main hall, as I recall. And that product certainly has, I mean, it's almost, Dana, we've been so far into security and the war on terror that these things seem like old friends, the idea that you'd have security over a vast landscape.
Well, what we do, John, and I've explained this before, is we use the conventional Wi-Fi infrastructure that's already in place. And people are very used to using your Wi-Fi on your phones and your computers and so forth. We actually use those signals and we measure the reflections off people, especially in unstructured crowds and malls, at events and airports and so forth. And we can detect what it gets really technical, but we can measure the body, the human body, and a different reflection. And we can tell whether there's a weapon or some sort of threat beneath their clothing. In an unstructured crowd, which is probably the toughest problem in security.
Drones. We've been talking about drones for several years. It always seemed logical and obvious to me, but it turns out that this was not widely accepted. You've been at Plymouth Rock Technologies. You've been in conversation with professionals. Has the conversation become easier? Have the budgeteers understood that drones are a robot to enhance our security and our ability to grow?
I think it has, and I think that what's the biggest part of the uptake in drones right now is all these sensors that go on these drones, so it makes the first responder jobs easier, so they don't have to bring vehicles into a place where there's issues to get vehicles in. You know, medical deliveries, talk about delivering vaccines, organs, blood, whether it be military or in a natural disaster area. So we're seeing a lot of interest from government organizations and especially the military for these types of delivery applications. Because I don't believe the other delivery applications for delivering packages and so forth, I think we're a ways off on that. The FAA is going to have to put a lot of rules and regulations in place to make that happen soon.
Plymouth Rock Technologies, plyrotech.com. It's traded in New York as PLRTF, in Canada as PRT. Dana Wheeler is the president and CEO. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Eastern and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.